Welcome back to Kiara Nation podcast, vlog, variety show. Today I just wanted to have a little conversation about this program I was watching, right? I was watching this program. It was about rape culture and well, it kind of disturbed me. There's these two kids that, they weren't kids, they were actually 18. And this was an episode of some old program that I've never seen before. And I was just flipping through the episodes because I didn't have time. I just wanted to relax and do something for myself. I've been trying to take like 15 minutes for myself every couple of hours or 30 minutes. Whatever. That's not why I decided to go ahead and just do this little short number. That's my pizza. These two adult teenagers, got together after a drunk night, and then they ended up having sex. They were friends before. They had never had sex before. And so they just had a really good time, a wild night. I've had stuff like that. You know, I've had a wild night, and then you end up sleeping with somebody you wouldn't really want to be sleeping with. I've also had that in other situations later in my life. And then it became this really huge thing where the responsibility completely was laid on the boy, on the man, and the female. This is what I don't like about media. Completely put the female completely. It's not her fault. He has to know better. Even if they were both drunk, he has to know better than to fuck a drunk girl, even if she consents. But they're both drunk. And I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. And I'm a person that's been raped two, three times in my lifetime. I've been molested. So I don't want anyone to come at me with that shit. I'm not going against anyone that's been raped. I know the feeling. I know how hard it is to get over, but it is getting over. And what empowers you is when you take control of your sexuality, of your sensuality, and you don't take things personal. You don't take it, you don't put it on yourself that someone else thought it was okay to impose their physical body on your physical body without consent. There's nothing more deplorable, and it takes away from you, but you have to bring it back to yourself. You have to bring it back to yourself and be strong. Not only that, but we need to stop raising our daughters to believe they're prey, because I've had friends who said, well, we're prey. I'm not nobody's prey. Come on. I'm going to show you what kind of prey I am. And I understand a lot of people don't have my attitude, don't have my whole I'll beat your ass, even if I get my ass whooped, I'm going to hurt you kind of attitude, but they should. Women should. Women need to empower themselves and be able to take a hit and fucking know where and how and when to hit a dude, and know when and how to use your sexuality in both a good way and as a defense. Screw the crying, screw the pleading, because that's what they get off on. The other thing that irritates me is that when people say sex is it's about power, it's a mental dysfunction in people's heads. Not only that, but if you lay down the law and you think about it, and you think about the way society views sex, you will create monsters with the view of sex that society has. Oh, abstinence. That's a religious thing. It has nothing to do between... That's a choice thing. It has nothing to do with reality. Reality is that people fuck. We all fuck. I fuck. The other one fucks. The flowers fuck. The seed, when it goes into the ground, it's a form of fucking. It's a form of fornication. And it's nothing wrong with it. It is someone's ideal. Religion and beliefs and cults and all these other things are people's ideals, because this is the way they think, or this is the way God talks to them. That energy source that is all and everything talks to them. But then they want to go and be totalitarians. Oh, no, you're not thinking like me, so therefore I gotta make you think like me. You know, it's a colonist. It's a colonistic mentality that has no place where we're going technologically. But the advancement in our attitudes towards sex is so backwards. We are still backwards. We're backwards in so many levels. We can respect people's freedom of religion as long as it's not stepping on someone else's right to have a choice. But it has no place in a person's sexuality, because sexuality is as big as our hunger for food. It's as big as our likes and dislikes, our hobbies, our choices. I mean, this is about personal choices that people make, and it's really irresponsible to deny that everyone has a sexuality, and that at different times we have to, maybe as parents, me as a parent, I spoke to my son very openly from the time he was like little, because it's natural to me. It's just, I didn't want him growing up thinking that, oh my God, this is so wrong, and feeling bad about sexuality. I didn't want him to feel the way I all those feelings I had to resolve and I had to come to terms with, being raised in such a sexually repressive, female oppressive, just humanly oppressive, religious household. It's not good. I don't think that religion is that bad or good. It depends on the person. If it's working for you, then fine, let it work for you. But I don't think it's something that you need to cast a stone at people if they're not into what you're into. And I'm going somewhere with this. I'm not speaking off the subject that I started off with. I'm veering and I'm driving down this road, and I'm going to that destination, but I'm making a few pit stops in order to get to that destination. Do you understand? Because it's a little bit of this and it's a little bit of that that makes a person. This is my belief. This is also my own feeling when I'm basing my my argument or my opinion based on the feelings I had prior to coming and being accepting of my own sexuality and my own, let's say, sexual sport that I liked, things that I was interested in, things that made me tingle, things that were amusing to me, things that were fun to me. And I wasn't going to do that with just one partner because I wasn't going to force any of my partners to do something they weren't comfortable with. So I chose to become a non-monogamous partner. And then when I found the adult industry and the sex industry was even more a reason, because it was, you know, I couldn't ask someone else to be monogamous to me when I wasn't. It doesn't matter whether it's work or not. To me, it doesn't matter whether it's work or not. I'm still fucking somebody else. So why would I ask you to be monogamous to me? That doesn't make any sense in my head. So that's just how I've been. Since my 20s. So going back to this whole sexuality thing, we can't come to a determination by laying blame. We can't come to a determination by not realizing that our attitude as a society towards sex is what creates these problems in sexuality, because we don't accept sex in the form that it is, as a natural state of being, as a right as much as it is to go pee-pee. As you know, it's that type of thing. It's that type of natural course of life that it is. And judging on their day and time, the way we're going about sexuality doesn't help rape culture. Everything can be understood with the proper comprehension, with the proper openness, with the whole putting the judgment aside and being open to everything that is sexual, which includes rape. And seeing how we can curb this through research and science and so forth, but not in a clinical form, but also as recreation, also as personal, also as marital, also as being celibate. But these are all choices that people have to make as individuals. It's not something that you have the right to tell someone else how to be. It's not the right of the church or anyone else or any religion to tell someone else that they are disgusting or that they are sinners because their nature goes against what their ideal, whoever formed this ideal in their head, ideal. You know, kind of like when you have an idea. Ooh, I got an idea. Well, you got an idea, but maybe that idea doesn't fare well with someone else. Then all of a sudden, you know, the history of how we came to be, how we came to this point in our lives, needs to be re-researched. Because there's a lot of fake history. There's a lot of Anglo-Saxon, Eurocentric, washed history and stuff that's been hidden. You know, stuff that's been hidden on matriarchal societies and civilizations, stuff that's been hidden on LGBTQA societies, rulers, civilizations that included, that were all inclusive and had gods for different things, because basically, okay, someone's born a certain way. Okay, well, this person and that person and that person is born, you know, they're born kind of the same. Okay, let's raise a god to this, you know, and, you know, that's their god. You know, that's the reason I go always back. That's why I go back into history, fishing into history, and do some research and learn. Because you see that when you compare Abrahamic Islamic and Judaism of our present day, you see the difference. You see that there was nothing, but it's all about ideology. It's all about some men's perception of what would be better. And in the long run, certain things did come out good, but other things are really bad. And they're really bad for women. And they're really bad for LGBTQA. And we need to, as human beings and as people who have been victimized, really get away from that victim mentality and get into understanding the actions of these people. If society has no respect for sexuality, if society has no understanding for sexuality, how do you expect some person who's not completely well to be able to understand their own sexuality, their own needs, and so forth, because they have no outlet for these things? And let's say someone gets drunk and stuff, and based on their upbringing or whatever, they can accuse somebody and say, hey, this and this happened, I didn't want it to happen, but it did, and I don't know if I said I could, that it was consensual or not, I don't remember. So therefore, now we got to go destroy somebody else's life. Or, you know, or condemn someone else because of the history that's been brought upon women, especially. But then also marginalized groups were whose sexuality is why they are being marginalized. Okay? None of this stuff is scripted, so I'm sorry if I'm pausing. I just, sometimes another thought comes into my head. So back to it. I just think there's so much of a conversation we need to have in our world. I'm getting sick of this goddamn helicopter. I'm gonna stop for a minute. I really hope that someone out there really puts it in their mind that we create a lot of these sexual crimes, because basically what the person is doing, who's not well, especially well-centered sexually, is trying to stop, like, let's say all your life you've been told sex is bad, sex is a bad thing, and you can't have sex, and you can't do things unless you're married. Okay, there goes marital rape. Okay, we're married. You're supposed to fuck me. This is what, you know, you're telling this man. And it's okay for us to have sex, and it's okay for me to force myself on you because I'm your husband. You know, that didn't come that didn't just pop into his head out of nowhere. That in a lot of other countries around the world, hold on, it's kind of got it, that helicopter got me off key. So I think I was where you're telling a husband that, and this goes in so many countries that are not so-called advanced, because there's a lot of backwardness to our so-called Western societies. But in the sense of female empowerment and so forth, which I'm very happy that the West is moving forward, but we're moving forward, to me, it just seems in a very ugly way, in a very blame, scapegoatish, same thing all over again. Yeah, we just seem to go in circles. We just pass the buck. We pass the buck in the same way. We just turn around and do the same fucked up thing that was done to us, to other people. And if we're going to keep doing this, it's going to be never ending. It's going to be like an alcoholism. You're going to go drink, and you're going to have the same result. You're going to drink sideways, but you're still going to have the same result. That's basically what I feel like we're doing with race and sex. Race and sexuality. Is that we're just turning around and just blaming the oppressor. Or that came out kind of fucked up, but yeah, I'm going to leave it there. Blaming the oppressor. Or blaming the victimizer, rather than coming to an understanding of how we got here by tracing back how we got here. You know, if you tell a white person that they made all the that their ancestors their ancestors forgot to tell them how they buried history, and then you tell them that they discovered everything, you're going to create this white racist person that thinks that they really did, you know, that they were the only race to ever come up with or invent things or whatever, which is not true. Because of the oppression, because of the racism, because of the bigotry, because of the sabotage, because of the crime, not supremacy. Sabotaging, tying up your opponent, and putting a gun to their heads and talking to them about supremacy is not superior. That doesn't supersede shit. That just makes you both inferior and a criminal. Okay? Then you hide their history, and then you upgrade their inventions. But then your offspring don't know that, so they get this sense of like, oh my god, we're superior. No, stop. Same goes for sexuality. Sexuality, the sex, the actual power, the beauty of sex, the sexuality is femininity. It is the feminine power has been buried, and it needs to be dug up and studied, because it could really help us, because that's the one element that's missing from this pie we're making. In our road to advancement, it's the one piece that's missing, because we want to idealize it, we want to romanticize it, and then we want to, I had the word and escaped my head just now because of the helicopter again. What was I going to tell you? Let me pause it. Yeah, and totalize it. You know, have this totalitarian ideology on what sexuality is. And anything outside of it is something degenerate or perverted. And, you know, there's parts of our bodies and our persons and our minds, which, you know, the biggest sex organ is your mind. And that's why pornography is such a big thing, because it explores what our minds, because our minds are so expansive, just like the space, and because we put limits on ourselves, we don't dare to go outside, or we feel disgusting or dirty going outside fantasizing about certain things. When, you know, if we played out our fantasies, we'd find out if we like that fantasy or not, because some things are better left to a director and the act and the porn talent. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's some sex that can just be down rough, really rough, and just, but you need that one day, you know? Sometimes it's not always, oh, I love you, Sherry. Bye. I love you so much. Sometimes it's just sort of fuck the shit out of you and sort of fuck you to fucking, you hear me? Just fucking rub his face all in it. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay. As long as it's with consent, and we know what consent is. But we won't even know what consent is, or not consent, or just an error. And the error that happens between two people, know well and get over it and stuff, rather than take it to the point where, oh, I can't breathe, I can't sing, I can't look, oh my goodness, I slept with this one, but we were both drunk, and I may or may not have consented to it. And, well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. But to just downright just completely destroy one person's life because we lack an understanding about sexuality, it's wrong. We're going to cause a lot more harm the way that the society is going about it. Everyone's in a rush to blame. Everybody's in a rush to hurt somebody else. Everybody's in a rush to, but then nobody's in a rush to truly understand sexuality. No one's in a rush to really dig up and see what the hell is wrong with each individual person, to ask themselves, how do I view sex? And why is sex dirty to me? Why do I think it's okay to hurt women who sell sex? Why do I think it's okay to take women who sell sex, children away from them, or to talk about them, or to degrade them, or what makes me think it's okay to call people outside their names, outside Mary Joe or Mary Lisa or whatever, and call them a slut because they choose to go sleep with someone? I've never gotten that. I mean, how is she, she's such a slut, why the fuck are you fucking her? You know? And what business is it of yours? I mean, that's what I don't get. Does this make you a bigger fucking asshole? Because you went and slept with someone and then you want to talk shit about them. Or because someone is sleeping with someone else that you want to sit up there and be like, oh, do you have lots of boyfriends? Well, maybe I do. You're not fucking them unless you're interested in one of them. I'm polyamorous, and if they like you too, then, you know, yeah, go get checked, make sure you guys have no diseases, and not that I don't do unprotected sex anyways. So, I don't care how much I love you. So there's so much to talk about. I really just wanted to put this out there because it bugged me so much. It bugged me so much I didn't want to watch that program anymore because of what was done to the boy. I, like I said again, I've been raped and I've been molested. So don't come at me with that. Oh my God. Don't come at me with that whole victim impact thing, because I know what it is to be a victim, but I also know how to be a conqueror. I know what it is to go over that. I know how it is to be strong in myself, to learn how to fight. I learned how to use weapons. And I dare you to come fuck with me. So don't be afraid to get knocked down, but make sure that you skillfully think about what the fuck you're doing if you're ever attacked. That's what we need to be teaching people. Anti-victim. Getting over the whole victim thing. Don't let anyone take away your life from you because they did something to you that they had no business doing. And yes, criminals should pay. But make sure that the crime is a crime and not a mistake. Because there's a difference between a crime and there's a difference between a mistake. And then there's the ignorance. And then there's the slut shaming. And then there's the sex shaming. We're all involved in this, and it's time that we need to wake up out of this whole sexual misrepresentation. Sexual, we have sex in jail for no reason. When it becomes a crime, it's not about that sex is power. That's not even the power of sex. That's all crime. That's all indoctrination. That's all, it's okay, because if the woman is just giving it away, that means that she's, you know, you can just take whatever, she's just a slut. You know, we gotta get out of that. We gotta get out of that. Everyone deserves respect. She's just a whore. You know, the original meaning of whore was H-O-R, beloved one. Remember that. I have a stuffy nose. I can't talk anymore. So that's all for today. That's all I really wanted to sit down and talk to you guys about and give you guys a little insight into what I was thinking about. I'll be back. I really need someone to help me tell me how I get this nasal. It's allergies. I can't breathe anymore. Okay, thank you. Bye.